Monday evening is our prayer meeting night, and I was asked, are you having prayer meeting tonight? And I thought, maybe not. But I think it would be good for us to spend a little time in prayer this evening. I hope that you all feel free to lead out in prayer. If you are freer in Chinese, please pray in Chinese. In English, of course, I hope that all of you feel free to pray out in this meeting tonight. Just before we go to prayer, I'd like to mention, I mentioned it this morning already, that there was a passage of scripture that was dropped into my heart this morning upon awaking. And it was from the prophet Isaiah. And I've been kind of with this passage all day. It says this in the 44th chapter, right at the beginning of the 44th chapter of Isaiah. Now hear. You notice how the Lord says that to his people again and again in Isaiah. Listen, hearken, hear. The Lord is speaking. And again, oh, hear me, Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Isaiah 44. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. God is speaking to his people. Jacob means my people, my servant. It's not an individual, it's not a singular thing, but a plural. It's God speaking to his own. This word Jeshurun is also a term that is used for God's people. My upright one. It's also, there's more than that to it. It's a term of endearment. In fact, in one of my translations at this point, I think it's the New Living Translation, it says, dear people, don't be afraid. Dear people, I've chosen you. And then it says this, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. It means that the Spirit of God will so work in the succeeding generation and generations that they will be his, that they will take their stand for him and rise up, calling themselves by his name. I am the Lord's. I belong to the Lord. I call myself by the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand, the Lord's. We see a lot of that writing on hands and arms and all over, don't we? But imagine labeled like that, I am the Lord's, and will take the name Israel. That means God's. I belong to God. I'm one of his people. And I want everyone to know I'm standing up strongly, boldly for my Lord. That's something that only the Spirit of God can do. And today, I don't know, he seemed to put it in my heart to pray for my children. And also for other people's children, the children in my church back at home, especially. Different ones came to mind today. as I brought them to the Lord and held them before Him. Then I remembered, oh, we've had a host of children come to Vacation Bible School in the different churches this summer. Lord, bless them. Lord, shine into their hearts. Bring to remembrance the things they have heard, the way you touched them, the way you made them know that you love them. Remind them. And then find a way, Lord, into not only their hearts, but into their families. Oh God, bless their families. Lord, let light shine into homes that are dark, where your name is not known. Why not? The Spirit of God can work in such a way that not only will your name be known, but these people will take your name and say, I am the Lord's. Then I thought of all the children that have come through here, this camp, this summer. Wow, now we've had enough. We have enough things to think, to pray for. We'll be here all night. But there are so many things. But today I was especially thinking of our children, the ones that were in the cottage this year, heard the message of salvation. They responded. And the ones that were in the village, the four periods, the two girls period, the two boys periods. And then there were children here in the guest area too. And I just, they were just on my heart today. And I was thinking of this, God, pour out your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit and pour out your Spirit on us, Lord. We are thirsty. That's why we came to camp, to seek the Lord. Jesus, I am thirsty. Won't you come and fill me? Earthly things have left me dry. None but you can satisfy. All I want is more of you. That's why I'm here, Lord. And as you pour out your Spirit upon me, you will bless in our churches. You will bless our camp. You will bless our homes. You will touch the children and the succeeding generation. There are so many promises like that. Just last Sunday we were, and I don't mean to go into preaching now, but last Sunday we were in Psalm 22, just the first few verses. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Last Sunday morning, right here, and it goes on to say, I cry out to you, and there's silence. They don't seem to get through. There's no response. Yet you are holy. And we were talking during the youth conference about the holiness of God. Yet you are holy, and you inhabit the praises of your people. You sit enthroned on the praises of your people. You are holy. Although you don't seem to hear me, although you have forsaken me now, I know that you are true, and you have always been faithful to those who have put their trust in you. You go through that Psalm 22. That psalm shows you the sufferings of Jesus on the cross. But what triumph at the end. The same thing with Psalm 69, and the same thing with some things that we looked at even today. You see the triumph, and you see succeeding generations. We read this morning about a generation that has not yet been created, that will come to praise the Lord. And I see that here in this passage. God is speaking to encourage His people. It's a dry and a thirsty land. Sometimes it seems there's no water, but God is faithful. And there are streams of living water. He invites us to come and partake and draw from the wells of salvation with joy. And the Lord says, don't be afraid to His people. I've chosen you, and I will pour water on the thirsty ones. Floods upon the dry ground, irrigation where it's needed. It shall be plentiful, and there shall be fruit. And I will pour my Spirit upon the succeeding generation, your offspring, my blessing on your descendants. So I share that with you again tonight because it's been in my heart today. And as we go to prayer, they will spring up like grass in a meadow. One will say, I belong to the Lord. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Another will write on his hand, the Lord's. I'm not ashamed. I want to be His, and I want the world to know that I am His. I'm separated unto Him, holiness unto the Lord, all for Jesus, now to serve Him, to be used in His holy service, to be one who shines for Him, who speaks for Him, who serves Him in the Holy Spirit. Here's what one of the greatest, they called him the Prince of Preachers. I just remembered it now, and I asked Susan to go and get the book. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Here's what he said, Charles Spurgeon. Our dear children have not the Spirit of God by nature, as we plainly see. We see much in them which makes us fear as to their future, and this drives us to agonizing prayer. When a son becomes specially perverse, we cry with Abraham, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee." We would sooner see our daughters, Hannahs, than empresses. This verse should greatly encourage us. It follows upon the words, "Fear not, O Jacob, my servant," and it may well banish our fears. The Lord will give His Spirit, will give it plentifully, pouring it out, will give it effectually, so that it shall be a real and eternal blessing. Under this divine outpouring, our children shall come forward, and one shall say, "I am the Lord's," and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. This is one of those promises concerning which the Lord will be inquired of. Should we not at set times, in a distinct manner, pray for our offspring? We cannot give them new hearts, but the Holy Spirit can, and He is easily to be entreated of. The great Father takes pleasure in the prayers of fathers and mothers. Have we any dear ones outside of the ark? Let us not rest till they are shut in with us by the Lord's own hand. At distinct times, he says, we should pray like this. I guess today was a distinct time like that for me. Just looking to the Lord and holding before Him our youth, my children, as I said, the children of our church, and children that we've seen here this summer. I know that God will work as we call upon His name. As we are truly thirsty and hungering for Him, we come to Him and we call on His name, and He hears us. He has invited us to pray. It is His will. It's the way that He has ordained for us. We didn't think it up, but He said, "Ask of me." He said, "I will be inquired of." He said, "Pray." There are so many promises to prayer. I understand that you'll be looking at those chapters in John, 14, 15, 16, and 17 in the next few days with Sister Gerda. I'm sure she'll say this, but there are so many promises to prayer just in those few short chapters. And the Lord delights in our coming before Him. So without any further ado, let us pray. I'd like to encourage you to feel free, as the Lord puts something on your heart, to lead out in prayer. We're all waiting before Him, and He will touch our hearts and inspire us. And when you do pray out, lift your voice so that we can join with you and, you know, say amen. And the Lord hears and answers prayer when we agree together and unite our hearts. Why, He is right here to meet every need. It says that when we come with confidence to his throne of grace, we obtain mercy and find grace to help. We can bring every need. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And oh, that all of our prayers might be motivated by a desire, a deep desire that grips our hearts for his glory. Let God be magnified. Amen. Some of you will feel comfortable going to your knees. Perhaps that's how you usually pray. Others will be more comfortable staying in your seats. It's fine, whatever, as long as we all come before the Lord. And we'll spend a little time praying, and we'll dismiss together tonight, okay? What I mean by that is not open-ended. We'll take a little time, and then we'll dismiss. And God bless you. God bless you all, and fulfill all of his good pleasure in us, in our being here tonight, and being here in these days. Oh God, thank you for my dear brothers and sisters, and I thank you for those who've joined us today, and I thank you for all who are here at this time. We believe that you have brought us together, and so I pray that you will just bless each one and accomplish all of your desire in each of our lives and in us as a group, Lord. I pray that you will glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And now as we bring, as we give ourselves to you and bring our requests as you direct and inspire, Lord, we just pray that we shall be united in faith and love before you.
Let us be what you want us to be, and I thank you and praise thee for it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, for a closer walk with thee, near to thy side I ever would be. Shield me and guide me, constantly guide me into a closer walk with thee.
Hallelujah. Let's sing together in closing number 30. We've been considering our King in some of the recent meetings, our eternal, unchanging, exalted King. And here we sing, Jesus shall reign. In fact, yesterday evening after meeting, I was looking at Psalm 72 with Johnny Andriuk a little bit. And this psalm is based on this song is based on that psalm. But let's sing together in closing, number 30. Let us stand.
To him shall end.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one. Lord, bless this night. Give a refreshing rest, we pray. Hold your mighty hand over us. Work on in our hearts, we pray. Thank you, Lord. We commit everything to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah.